This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. International Tiger Day 2025 being celebrated today with a renewed conservation focus as Nepal's forests nearing their estimated capacity to sustain 400 Royal Bengal tigers. Monsoonal rains completely disrupt 8 major traffic routes across the country. And Thailand accuses Cambodia of deliberately violating a ceasefire. The two countries agreed as the death toll rises there to 33. Now the news in detail. With Nepal's forests nearing their estimated capacity to sustain 400 Royal Bengal tigers, International Tiger Day is being marked today with a nationwide call to action for sustainable conservation. Celebrated annually on 29th of July since the 2010 Tiger Summit in St. Petersburg, Russia, the day every year brings communities together through dynamic programs to protect the big cat species. Nepal's tiger population has soared to 355 as per a 2022 census, nearly tripling the 121 counted in 2009 and surpassing the nation's 2010 commitment to double its numbers. This triumph, however, strains habitats and escalates human-wildlife conflicts. To address whether Nepal's forest can support more tigers, the Ministry of Forest and Environment, alongside the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, National Trust for Nature Conservation, World Wildlife Fund and Geological Society of London, is studying the country's tiger carrying capacity. Globally, tigers have rebounded from 3,200 in 2010 to 4,500 in 2022, according to the World Wildlife Fund, with Nepal's parks like Chitwan and Bardia serving as key habitats for the Royal Bengal tiger, which is also found in countries like India, China and Bhutan. Marking the day since 2010, Nepal faces a critical juncture. As forests reach their tiger limit, innovative strategies are essential to ensure a harmonious future for both tigers and local communities. Meanwhile, Nepal's one of the up-and-coming national parks in Sudar Paschim Province, Suklapata National Park's Royal Bengal tiger population has increased to 43 in 2024, up from 36 the previous year, according to a recent survey. The rise reflects effective conservation efforts but highlights the park's growing challenge in managing its dense tiger population. The survey conducted from the 3rd of November to the 25th of December 2024 used camera trapping across 100 2x2 km grids, capturing 1,069 tiger images. Senior Conservation Officer Chandrasekhar Chowdhury reported 43 adult tigers, 21 males and 22 females, crediting abundant prey species and improved habitat management. In 2013, the park had only 16 tigers. Supported by the National Trust for Nature Conservation, NTNC, and Geological Society of London, the monitoring followed Nepal's tiger and prey monitoring protocol. NTNC's Suklapata program head, Lakshmi Joshi, confirmed tigers roaming across the park's grasslands and eastern sector. The 305-square-kilometer park, known for its Barasinghe deer and 464 bird species, includes 52% sal forest and 19% grassland. With one tiger needing about 65 square, Suklapata's high density, that is one tiger per 7 square kilometer, showcases the success of its conservation measures. The park, established in 1976 and expanded to a national park in 2016, connects to India's Laka Bakka forest, supporting diverse wildlife, including rhinos, elephants, and hispid hares. From tigers to the rains, 8 major traffic routes, including several highways across the country, have been completely disrupted due to continuous rainfall over the past few days. The affected routes include the Kosi Highway in Bhatkhola in Sankhwasabha, the Pasang Lamu Highway in Rasuwa, the Arniko Highway at Phottekosi Rural Municipality in Sindhupalchok, the Besisahar Monang Roadway at Morsangdi Rural Municipality in Lamjung, the Rudrabeni Bami Roadway at Satyavati and Chandrakot Rural rural municipalities in Gulmi, the Jajarkot Dolpa Bheri corridor at Atbiskot municipality in Rukum West, and the Dasrat Chand Highway at Patan municipality in Baithadi. Similarly, several road sections are operational one way, according to Nepal Police Headquarters, Naksal. These include the Tokha Nuakot Road section, the Kali Gandaki Corridor at Baglung Municipality in Baglung, the Kali Gandaki Corridor at Gainakot Municipality in Nolparasi East, the Beni Jomsom Roadway at Thasang Rural Municipality in Mustang, the Prithivi Highway at Bandipur Rural Municipality in Tanahu, and the Sahid Highway at Pariwartan Rural Municipality in Rolpa District. The family of Urmila Hayu, who went missing from Chetpa in Sindhuli district, has been handed over to their relatives. They were located in Gagan Gowra in Pokhara Metropolitan City, Ward No. 30 in Kaski district. They were found in the house of Somnath Paudel and Chandra Bhandari in Pokhara yesterday evening and were handed over to their son-in-law Dhan Bahadur Tamang. Ward chairperson of Pokhara Municipality, Ward No. 30, Durga Prasad Suvedi, was present on the occasion. According to the police, the family members said that they left Sindhuli after a local shaman asked them to move from there to avoid being continuously sick. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, has made it clear that there is no load shedding at present. At a program in Dhangadi today, Minister Khadka ruled out the rumours of power cuts and added that Nepal was even exporting power. He said that there was an issue of electrical circuit tripping because of overload after the massive power consumption in the summer season. Likewise, Minister Khadka shared that massive cases of maintenance and fires in power transformers were the common technical issues due to which the light was cut off. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Thailand has accused Cambodia of deliberately violating a ceasefire the two countries agreed on Monday to end border clashes that have killed at least 33 people and displaced thousands. It's a shaky start for the ceasefire, which is aimed at bringing an end to 5 days of bombardment and rocket attack along their shared border. The Thai military says it stopped firing after midnight, but that it continued to receive gunfire from the Cambodian side at multiple locations up until this morning. But Cambodia's defense ministry told the AFP news agency that there had been no armed clashes between the two sides since the ceasefire began at midnight. Despite the accusations, meetings between local commanders from both sides took place earlier today as part of the ceasefire agreement. They agreed to stop shooting and halt the movement of troops on the front line. They will also allow each other to collect their dead. A gunman wielding an assault-style rifle has stormed a skyscraper in the heart of New York, killing 4 people before shooting himself dead. The attacker, 27-year-old Shane Tamora of Las Vegas, walked into an office block on Manhattan's Park Avenue on Monday evening and opened fire in the lobby before taking a lift to the 33rd floor to continue his spree. 4 people were killed, including New York City police officer Didadrul Islam, who was 36 years old, who was also working security at the time. 3 other victims have yet to be identified. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions of the country at some places of the Tarai regions of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of the hilly regions of Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. International Tiger Day 2025 being celebrated today with a renewed conservation focus as Nepal's forest nearing their estimated capacity to sustain 400 Royal Bengal tigers. Monsoonal rains completely disrupt 8 major traffic routes across the country. And Thailand accuses Cambodia of deliberately violating a ceasefire. The two countries agreed to end border clashes that have killed at least 33 people and displaced thousands. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.